shining. I will raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky when the redeemed are gathering. Amen. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathered in. Amen. Saints will sing redemption's story with their voices clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering in, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song. When the redeemed, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Like snow and from all sin, I will shout, I will sing, I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. And the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet for when the redeemed, amen, are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. When the redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and people in. I will shout, I will sing, I will sing. When the redeemed are gathering in. What am I thinking? I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high. When the redeemed are gathering in, I will raise the heavenly anthem in that city and the sky. When the redeemed are gathering in, all together. When the redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and I will shout, I will sing, I will sing. When the redeemed are gathering in. Let's just clap it to him. How many's redeemed? Amen. How many's redeemed? Amen. On the chorus, amen. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and people all sin. Sisters, sing it for us. Thank you. Brothers, sing it. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Are you the redeemed? Amen. Then, when the redeemed are gathering in, amen. Watch like snow and bring all sin. Oh, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. What am I thinking about? I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high. When the redeemed are gathering in, amen. Raise a heavenly anthem in that city in the sky when the redeemed are gathering in. our gathering. Oh, and redeemed our gathering in. Wash like snow and pure gold in. I will shout and I will sing. Redeemed of the Lord our gathering in. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the redeemed say so. Amen. Shalom to you. God bless you this morning. You may be seated. Wow. I'm the redeemed. Amen. You're the redeemed. Amen. Hey, man. You ready to hear the voice of God to you? Amen. Hey, man. You're the redeemed. Hey, man. Wow, it's such an honor to be here with you this morning to greet you. You're the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are that elected royal seed of Abraham. You have the revelation. You're standing upon the rock. And it's just awesome is that someone was talking about that the other day, and I says, you know, I just feel like we are standing on the rock, but we're in the rock too. So it doesn't matter. And that rock, you know, when the wind blows, it just stands there. It just sits there. And it's like the only thing that moves us is, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, God bless you. You may be seated. Again, it's such an honor to stand before you. You're the purchased of His blood, the bride of Jesus Christ. It's truly, I feel that tall to stand before the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just appreciate the bride responding to the word, the message around the world. How timely that these messages are that we're hearing today. Is that we've never heard these tapes like we're hearing them now. Amen. We have never heard them. We're just starting to hear and see. Amen. God's bringing it to pass. It's more current today than ever before in our lives. God's fulfilling His word and bringing it to pass right now, constantly, all the time. I just want to say thank the Lord for the things, especially like the voice radio. I love that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. Incredible. Thank you, Lord. Every time that you go to there, it's like you are united. You're brought right into the presence of God. And a brother sent me a quote. It's just so awesome. It blessed my heart so much. And thank you, brother. Is that Brother Branham said, we're in His presence all the time. Amen. It's just real. It's an awesome quote. And I don't have it with me, but it just so blessed my heart. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. You're constantly in His presence all the time. I just really appreciate the Lifeline app of what the Lord's doing. The constant, now the book in Africa being read, it's just incredible. And Brother Rams in these series of tapes is talking about Africa. Awesome. Just so timely in everything that it is. I really want to say I appreciate the brothers. It's a great work that they're doing, the translators, translating this message so that the bride can hear it around the world in their own language and to read it. Thank you, brothers. Bless you. It's such an important work at the voice of God, the translation work. It's so critical. I don't even realize how critical it is, but I do know that it's very critical. So, brothers, thank you. Brothers and sisters in that work, thank you for your dedication and your life to doing that. I just appreciate all the testimonies and the postings on the Voice of God website. It's such a blessing, and every time I get a new posting of a distribution of this message, it just melts my heart, my friend. It's just incredible to see those people take that tablet that we have sacrificed to doing it. A sacrifice. I didn't do nothing. But just thank you, Lord, that this message is getting into their hands, that they can hear it for themselves. Amen. Voice of God, thus saith the Lord. Amen. That's so awesome. It's everything. We are under the seventh angel ministry. Amen. We're his converts. Amen. We don't believe this because someone else come and told us anything. We believe this message because we heard God's prophet speak it to us, himself. And we heard it for ourselves. That's why we believe it. Amen. Amen. Shalom to you. Amen. It's just so awesome to be here with you this morning. And you know, when different ones get sick or they're missing in church and you don't see them for a while, and I think I seen Sister Rachel Champ. There you are, Sister Rachel. God bless you. I knew you was here last week and didn't get a chance to even shake your hand. But we miss Brother and Sister Chambliss. We miss the different ones. And the list can go on and on and on, but God bless you. And it's like we miss them. It's just not the same with them not being here. For each one of you, is that no matter what it is, it's just we're all united together today, but it's just, hey, I didn't see you. I really missed you. It's just not the same without you. It really isn't. And to thinking like that, you know, when you think about in your life and you go through and you think about your life and your family and so forth, and someone's missing from the table, it's just, there's a missing seat there. It's just not the same. And it's just, you know how you think about it. And take this right away. We're just gathered here today. We're all united under this great message of the hour that means everything to us. That it's got to be exactly to the dot, exactly what that prophet said, how he said it, and all that it is. But we certainly, it's just not the same without Brother Joseph. At the Voice of God, to see him walking down the halls, good morning, sir, whether it be Stillwaters or wherever it's at, see him down the road, and to see him behind this pulpit. We miss you, Brother Joseph, and we love you. Thank you. Shalom to you. What a message that it is today. This message that was brought to us, it's a love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ. Incredible, totally incredible, is that it's for us today, this very day. This is what God wants his children to hear today. There's no doubt about it. How would you like for Elohim to come to you in human flesh and speak to you and reveal to you the mysteries of the signs of the end time? Earthquakes, divers places, politics, all the nonsense and everything that it was, the judgments and the destructions like Sodom. How about the in between the lines? To tell you about the resurrection, the body change, the rapture. How would you like for him to tell you and show you the Messiah sign for this last day? How would you like for him to come to you and tell you about the ram? Amen. that a Gentile would bear his name. The manifested word of the ram to tell you, don't you see Malachi 4 coming? How would you like for him to tell you these things and so many more nuggets in this message? Guess what? He's going to be here today to tell you exactly all of those things plus. Amen. This message tells you that you are his bride, tells you where you come from, and tells you where you're going. On this message, Brother Branham says, the word come to the prophet. If the word is in flesh, it'll go to the prophet. No matter where it's at, it'll go to the prophet. It's got to end quote. Amen. Amen. That thrills every heart of every believer. Amen. 70 years ago, last month, he had his picture taken with his prophet, vindicating him to be his mouthpiece, the voice of God to his bride, showing us that we're in the last days. You speak it, and I will perform it. This message produces the spoken word seed bride. Hear ye him. That's how you know your bride. Know who he sent. Believe what he said about you and act upon the faith that he give you. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can quicken the word to you. He alone reveals this message to you. I cannot reveal this message to you. I have nothing to add to it. I have nothing to take from it. I cannot interpret it. I have no right to do so. I cannot tell you what he meant. I have no desire in my heart, as far as I know, to even do so. This message stands upon its own merit, speaks for its own self, needs no interpretation. God sent a prophet. God's prophets have the divine interpretation. That's the end of it. That settles it. Praise the Lord. This message is changing us. Amen. Just like Abraham and Sarah, their names were changed. And then their bodies were changed. And I don't know the sequence of all of it. I just know they were changed. And I just know that when Elohim came to them and revealed to the secrets of the hearts, that something happened, that they were changed back to receive that promise. And that's exactly the pattern that he's doing for me and you today. He's changing us from the inside out, and I'm looking for a body change, and we're going to receive that promised son just like he said it. And I believe it with all my heart. I'd like to share this quote with you. Brother Branham says, think about this. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. That's who you are. This is what he says. Quote, there is the church elected, not in Sodom, called out, separated. They get a messenger. Notice, the Abraham group got the message. And now, what was it? God, that had been talking to him all along, in symbols and forms and everything, come right up. And now he manifests himself right here in human flesh and discerns the thought that's in Sarah's heart behind him. And Abraham said, it's Elohim, the all-sufficient one. Remember, immediately after that, Sodom was burned. Think of it. the church may be getting its last sign. See, you've shouted. You've had justification by Luther, sanctification by Wesley, great time, shouting, rejoicing, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, divine healing. But where are we at now? God speaking right among us, through us, audible, just like He did there, and He promised to do it. That's the thing. It ain't something we made up. The Bible said so. Jesus said He would do it, make Himself again. End quote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Because He lives, we live also. There's many requests here that's been written down, that's on your hearts. Those that are listening in your houses, in your homes, in your churches, wherever you are, you're listening in. You have needs upon your heart too. And just like it was at that day, when Abraham was going to take his son. I don't know how it was. I can't say. All I know is he's ready there to take his life's son because God told him so. You know, and that's the way it is with God's prophets. When they say so, you don't go, you want to explain that and tell me why? No, I'd be probably dead. You said so? Amen. That's what I'm doing. But he got ready to take his son's life. And just like it that day, he said, "Stay your hand, Abraham. I know that you love me." Amen. Let come what may, what go, doesn't make a bit of difference. You're still Jehovah Jireh. The circumstance means nothing to me. You said so, I believe it. Amen. So let it be healing, cancer, whatever it is, financial, whatever it is, write your check out. It's yours today. The prophet's going to pray for you. It's your point, it's your attitude toward what you get. He's prayed. We're going to hear it and believe it. You accept it and walk out those doors and you take it home with you. I believe it. It's the truth. God bless you this morning. Shalom to you, bride. It's an honor to sit at the table with you. It's an honor to hear, "Thus saith the Lord," with you. And it'll be a great honor to go in the resurrection and the rapture with you. Amen? Amen. And it's because He lives. Raise your hand to Him and thank Him for it. I can face tomorrow. Because He lives. Amen. All fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, He holds the future. And life is worth the living just because He lives. Now let's sing it to ride together. Because He lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can face tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. Because He lives.
We can live also. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow before You, Lord, we Lord, we're just so thankful for another opportunity, Lord, that we're the redeemed are gathered in this morning around the Word of God. And not only gathered here, but Lord, throughout the world, the redeemed are gathered together around this Word, this stored up food that you've provided for us, Lord. And Lord, we've come expecting to hear from you, Lord, and expecting to receive that word into our hearts, Lord. And we're just so thankful for that message, the messenger, Lord, and for the revelation of that word. And today, Lord, we just invite your presence into our midst, Lord. And Lord, not only do we invite you, we welcome you here, Lord. We give you the preeminence in all things, Lord. We never want to be guilty as the Pharisee Simon. He invited you to his house, Lord. And Lord, when you was there, he just ignored you. He didn't give you the welcome kiss. And your feet went unwashed, Lord, and he just ignored you. But Lord, we want to never be guilty of that. We just want to give you the preeminence in all things, Lord. For we know if it were not for your presence here, Lord, our coming together would be in vain. But Lord, we have that promise of your word. We know we don't gather in vain. We have that promise that, Lord, where even two or three are gathered in your name. And Lord, here we have many times had hundreds, Lord, and throughout the world, thousands listening in to this, Lord, and gathered together in one mind and one accord. And we just give you the preeminence, Lord. Just have your perfect will in the service, Lord. And Lord, we just want to gather around that word and hear that word and hear that voice, Lord. Not just the word, but we want that voice to bring it to us, Lord. And the voice of God, Lord, in this end time. And Lord, we just remembering the requests for today, Lord, many requests, many unspoken, and all those throughout the lands with requests, Lord. We know that you're the Almighty God, and you can look down into the very recesses of our hearts, Lord. You can see every need, every desire, Lord. And we know that you've already paid the price on Calvary, Lord. Brother Branham says that if somebody was here wanting to be healed and you were standing here, it'd say, I can't do it because I've already done it. But just help us, Lord, to each one to have the faith to claim that promise, Lord. It's the children's bread, and from the depth of our heart, we claim it, Lord. Each one that's sick or in need, Lord. Those that are discouraged, Lord, encourage those and heal the sick. Give strength to the weak, Lord, and just help us all meet every need, Lord, according to your will and your word, Lord. We just place each need in your hands, Lord, praying that you would just reach down in tender mercy and touch those that are sick, and just send your ministering angels to each one, Lord, we pray. And Lord, as we've come together now and we gather around that word, we know that as Abraham saw that last sign, Lord, before the promised son, God manifested in human flesh, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart, Lord, we've been privileged to see that. And Lord, today we're going to be privileged to hear it on this tape, Lord, this message. And with our spiritual eyes, we can see God manifested in human flesh once again, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart. And may we as the seed of Abraham receive that sign, Lord, and just be with each one now. We pray for each one that's gathered here. May every need be met. And Lord, we always want to remember our prophet, Brother Joseph. Lord, while he's away from us, we miss him so much. But Lord, we're just so thankful that he can be there with you, Lord. And Lord, having that conference, Lord, and communing with you and seeking your will for us, for the bride of Christ, Lord. Pray that you be with him in a special way. Help him to get rest in his body, and Lord, at the appointed time, just bring him back refreshed in soul, mind, body, and spirit, Lord, and meet his every need, Lord. And now just we commit this service, the remainder into your hands, Lord, and we commit ourselves to your service. We humbly ask all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone. the living just because he lives.
Let's just sing it once more to him.
Because he lives, as I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So thankful. What an assurance that we have. Aren't you so thankful that his royal blood's flowing through your veins? That we're joint heirs with Jesus? Amen. We're possessors of all things. Praise the name of the Lord. I've so enjoyed this Jehovah Jireh series. And I know that all of our faiths have been uplifted. And just can't thank the Lord enough for his direction through Brother Joseph and the way he's leading us. So thankful to be a part of the family of God.
Well, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. We're joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family, the family of God.
Are you happy? Amen.
Oh, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Oh, I've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. We're joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family, the family of God.
Oh, Father, we are so thankful, Lord, that we are part of your family, Lord. Lord, we can't even say it enough, Lord. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this message, Lord. Thank you, Father. I ask you to bless these tithes and this offerings, Lord. And they be for your benefit, Lord. And just be with us, Lord. Give us revelation today. Be with your prophet, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. We're joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family, the family of...
Let's just sing it to him one more time. Aren't you so glad of that?
Oh, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Oh, I've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. Oh, join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family. We are joint heirs, oh, with the Son, and we are people, oh, of his kingdom. Yes, we
are family. We are heirs.
Oh, we are heirs. Oh, of the Father. Yes, we are joined with the Son. And we are people of His kingdom. Oh, we are family. We are one. We are washed. Oh, we are washed. And we are sanctified. Yes, we are cleansed by His blood. And we are born of the Spirit. We are children of the Lord. We're longing. Oh, we are longing. Yes, for His coming. Oh, we are looking. Yes, to the skies. And we are watching. Yes, we are waiting. Oh, we shall dwell with Him. We shall rise. We shall reign. Oh, we shall reign with Him forever. Oh, men and angels will shout and sing. For dominion, oh, has been given. Oh, to the family of the... We are heirs. Yes, we are heirs. Oh, of the Father. Yes, we are joint heirs. Oh, with the Son. Yes, we are people. Oh, of His kingdom. Oh, we are family. We're longing for His coming. Yes, we are longing for His coming. Oh, we are looking to the skies. Oh, we are watching and we are waiting. We shall dwell with Him. We shall rise. And there is going to be a yes meeting in the end. Oh, in the sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I am going to meet you and greet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Well, such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son, He will be the leading one at that meeting. Amen. There's going to be, oh, there is going to be a meeting in that sweet, sweet I am I. Oh, I am going to meet you and greet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Well, such singing you will hear, never heard my voice. It'll be glorious, I do be there. And God's own Son, He will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. You have heard of little Moses in the bulrush, and you have heard of fearless David and his sling. Oh, you have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and the prophet and the squirrels we often sing. Oh, there are many, many others through the Bible, and I should like to meet them all, I do declare. And by, the Lord will surely let us meet them. Oh, at that meeting in the air. Oh, there is going to be a meeting in the sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I'm going to meet you and greet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Well, such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal. It'll be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son, He will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Many things will there be missing in that meeting, for the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. And there will be no mourning over weary loved ones. There will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. And all our burdens and our anguish will be lifted. Oh, at that meeting in the air. Oh, there is no way to be a meeting in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I'm going to be.
sing all together, and all the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us, and the Aikens will be busy far away. There the saints will have a seal upon their foreheads, dressed in raiment none but ransomed ones can wear. And all who have the wedding garments will be present. Oh, at that meeting in the air, oh, there is going to be a in that sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you and greet your in that home beyond the sky. Well, such singing and you will hear never mind. You'll be glorious, I do. Jehovah Jireh, He is my provider. God can do anything, anywhere, and at any time. Do you believe that? Amen. God can do anything, anywhere, at any time. God and
Upon. We see a far distance. Here comes Elohim walking in human flesh. Let's think about that. Think about coming into his presence now and to hear that voice speak to us. The one that changed Abraham. The one that was not six letters but seven. The one that said these words. Quote, now we notice God's last sign to Abraham literally was God, the Word. Remember, God, the promised Word that had been promised him all along, spoke to him in human flesh. A man standing there talking to him, discerning the thoughts that was in Sarah's heart. And her back behind him in a tent. That was the last sign, end quote. Thank you, Lord. We believe your prophet, Lord Jesus. You sent him, you vindicated it. We believe it. Your Hebrews 13:8. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us sing it. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Just bow our heads now as we turn this service now to our pastor, our God's servant and prophet messenger, as Brother Branham prays for us. Just remain standing.